the University of Idaho would love to get in the Mountain West Conference, which is where Boise State left to last year. Much of the WAC has left for the Mountain West. But the University of Idaho is not in a great selling position. They play in a very small stadium in the Kibbe Dome in Moscow. Their football team has not had a ton of success. And then, perhaps as importantly, that we've seen that this, you know, conference realignment is dictated by the market that you're in. When you're talking about adding the University of Idaho from Moscow, Idaho, and nearby Pullman, I mean, you're just not attracting a large television audience. Much of this has been dictated by TV money and who can generate more TV revenue for your conference to help you build these new stadiums and increase your recruiting budget. And sadly, for all those factors for the University of Idaho, from football competitiveness, size of stadium, television market, budget, they're being left out in the cold.
Does this mean that there is no place at the Division I level for the University of Idaho?
It very well may mean that. The University of Idaho is running out of options, and they're running out of options quickly. Certainly, the number one option for them will be to get to the Mountain West, and I don't think that's going to happen. When you look at after that, Idaho used to be in the Sun Belt Conference, which sounds strange to say, but it's possible that they could kind of work on some scheduling arrangement with the Sun Belt. I don't think they're going to get a membership in that league, but perhaps they can find a scheduling arrangement. What I think is most likely at this point now is a return to the Big Sky, and they play in what used to be known as Division I AA, sort of a lower tier of college football. They have a playoff system at that level. The Big Sky is a league that fits geographically with the University of Idaho. They were in the league for 31 football seasons. Montana's in that league. Idaho State is in that league. Eastern Washington's in that league. But I know there's a lot of pride in playing at the top level of college football for Idaho, and they've certainly invested whatever they could to make it work. And so I think there's some reluctance to be seen as taking a step backwards.
If you go from being a run-of-the-mill Division I program to a competitive playoff team at the next level down, FCS, how big of a step backwards is it?
See, and this is where I think the University of Idaho has some tough decisions to make. I think there's a compelling case to be made that they would be better off playing in the Big Sky Conference, that they would be able to fill their stadium easier with games against Idaho State and Montana and Eastern Washington, that their competitiveness would rise not only in football, where they would have a chance to perhaps go to the playoffs and drum up excitement, but in a sport like basketball, where Idaho was been pretty decent the last couple of years, but hasn't made the NCAA tournament. Suddenly you're in the Big Sky, and your chances of making a run in the Big Sky tournament and going to the NCAA tournament in men's basketball shoot up. And so suddenly if you're more competitive, if you're having more success on the field, even if it is at a lower level, does that generate more fan interest? Does it generate some of the attendance that you've been lacking while you've been getting beat at the FBS level? And I think that's the dilemma that Idaho has to wrestle with. And in my mind, I do think they could be competitive and competitive quickly in the major sports of football and men's basketball at the FCS level.